Welcome to this episode of the Bijan Business Podcast. I think that's what it's still called. I actually forgot about my podcast for a few months now. And the way that I remembered that I had it was I actually opened my Stripe account and I saw 1 cent, 1 cent, 1 cent, like 500 1 cent transactions from Spotify for podcasters. And I think that was so cool. So yeah, back to my late night podcast in my room when it's dark. And it's quiet and I can like think and talk and stuff. So yeah, today I was just getting into YouTube and making YouTube videos, YouTube thumbnails and stuff. And my YouTube videos suck, okay? But my thumbnails are starting to improve, which is making me want to double back and make better videos. But I feel a little bit of the daunting task of making a good video. So I'm going to try and keep it simple for now. Record from my laptop, maybe use the webcam on a tripod, and see what happens with that, because that might be all I need at first. But I need to do the in and out cuts. That's very simple, and with using ChatGPT, I can figure it out very easily in Adobe Premiere or whatever software you're using. The way I found out how to use ChatGPT right is to ask it the most basic thing, and until you achieve the result, just keep asking and like figure out what. So the breakthrough I had was I was trying to use the effects, and it was telling me to use the effect controls section of Adobe Premiere, and those are two different things, right? I had no idea. They're in two different areas of the workspace, right? But had I not asked ChatGPT to do that, to clarify that, I would have never known. So yeah, super useful to use it as a learning tool. And I made a Substack newsletter where I can write whatever I want and put it behind a paywall. And anyone who really wants to read it on the Substack email list, which is 25 people right now, they're going to have to pay $8. Like there's no negotiation. Like when you go to Starbucks, they don't negotiate the coffee price. You pay the $5.49 or $6.52 or whatever it is for the cold iced coffee, right? So with the Substack newsletter, you're getting my knowledge and my information and my voice, but you have to pay. Like, no negotiations, and I love it. Because a lot of people, I mean, that's the way the economy is going to go to. It's going to be like, you know, people helping people with their own experiences. There's 8 billion people now. There's going to be more later. We might be on Mars a little bit. You know, that might be good. We might figure out the climate problem. But, you know, I don't know. That's a whole nother story. Yeah, I also have my school group for $97 a month. And I know that sounds like splintered focus, but really I'm very focused. But the way I focus is like sometimes I gotta, like if I try focusing too hard on one thing, my mind will just go blank. So I have to do these peripheral tasks, and I learn from doing the peripheral tasks. And yeah, maybe in the future I might listen to this and say, hey, you were wrong. That was wrong. You gotta focus. But I'm telling you right now, when I sit down and try and do something and I cannot access my brain power, like it's so frustrating. So that's why I do this now. That's just the workaround that I've come up with. Yeah, damn. I mean, people listen to this podcast, which is pretty cool, but yeah. So I don't know, how long should I make this episode? I'm just sitting here talking. What else? Yeah, just really understanding how when you find people with a problem you can solve and then you build a list of those people, like that's all sales is. They already want your solution, right? And it doesn't matter what your solution is. For me, it's helping people where I was a year ago who were trying to do the agency thing, you know, spending too much time doing nonsense and not really knowing what to charge the business owner, not feeling comfortable with the fulfillment because they don't really have the skills, right? And if you're like that, then I would recommend going to MediaMentorMasterclass.com/class. I put like a free training on there. So yeah, it goes into detail. But enough of that. I would really like to know like who's listening to this so I can like figure out what to talk about. But other than that, I'm just going to talk about like, you know, my thoughts and ideas, which is what has gotten me to this point of the podcast. So why should I stop doing that? So yeah, I don't know. 2023, October. Yeah. Man, if I knew what I knew now back in like 2018, I would have made $1 million. Like no joke. I would have made millions of dollars had I known now. Had I known what I know now back then. I was so clueless. I was like, I had no idea that more than one person has a problem that you can solve. And I just didn't grasp that idea. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I mean, I must not be the only one. You know, I think like half or 80% of the population doesn't understand this. If you make really good egg drop soup, right? There's probably a non-zero amount of people, greater than 10, around you somewhere that wants to buy that from you, wants also to enjoy that product because it will make them feel better and happier and they want to eat that, okay? So if you make a slightly bigger batch and share it with those people and ask them for a little bit of money to cover your cost and then some, like, and this isn't even about economics. Like, there's economics majors that don't understand this. They understand the theory, but they don't understand the street smarts of it, right? Like, book smarts doesn't really, I don't know. I'm not really all that into book smarts. I love books and I love reading, but there's a lot more value in mano y mano. Like, how do people react and listen to things? So, anyways, that's enough for this podcast right now. I'll talk to you again in the next one. See you then.